Okay, so focusing on Ephesians 4:20, you did not so learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, I know we're all familiar with this passage. Some things naturally jump right out, especially many of us have, of course, in being Christians for any length of time, at the very least, have struggled with Paul's presenting to us phrases like put off, put on, that we see in Ephesians, we see in Galatians, we see in Colossians. We'll address that in the context of our study of the Sabbath rest, coming at it, looking at Ezekiel, looking at it from Christ in you, the hope of glory, looking at it from the terms that John uses in fellowship, in a joint participation, in the whole unfolding of our understanding of what it means for each one of us personally to know the life of God as our very own, and that life is a person who indwells us, and knowing him from his indwelling, not from the about him that's external to us. Primary importance here, of course, is Paul's reprimand, if you want to call it that, at least motivational, directional. You did not so learn Christ. Each one of us should just take a few minutes and ask, how did we learn Christ? How did I learn Christ? How did you learn Christ? What's John's primary focus is exactly the same as Paul's. How did we learn Christ? And John is unfolding to us in chapters 1 through 5 of his first epistle the learning personally of Christ, and it's by the experience of his life. Here we have Paul bringing up another aspect of learning Christ in verse 21, assuming that you've heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. So what does it mean we've heard about him, we were taught in him? If you recall in Galatians of Paul, where he got his gospel from, take a few minutes, look that up. Where did he get his gospel? Several weeks ago, we mentioned that and we talked about it. And where did he get it? Here, it's we've heard about him and we're taught in him. What is it that we heard about him? What is it that we were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus? Did we learn these things before we met him, after we met him, before we were Christian, upon salvation, after salvation? What is this that's being talked about? And then, most significant is as the truth is in Jesus. What does Paul mean? That the truth is in Jesus. Take that, and how does that relate to Ezekiel chapter 36 and the New Covenant? How does that relate to God vindicating his name by making his sanctuary, his house, known in the created order, his life resident in the human being? What is this truth in Jesus? Then that's the context here of the answers to 22, 23, and 24 in reference to an old nature and a new nature and what put off and put on actually means. What does, if we're talking about here about the truth in Jesus, what is nature? And how does that relate to Christ Jesus? And how does our old nature, our new nature, what are those things? And how can they be put in a context that they can be put off or put on? And from that, then we'll begin to know and understand, well, what does it mean to put off? What does it mean to put on? I presume that come our time of discussion, we're going to have a little bit having to do with, well, what in the world does it mean to put off? And what does it mean to put on? And how can a nature be dealt with in that context? Are we talking about an exercise? Are we talking about a discipline? Are we talking about a faith, a belief, an understanding, a comprehension? What is this putting off? How does that relate to a new covenant unfolded in the person of Christ that in the early part of this epistle I've been picked up and put into. Great. So from this, there's many, many more questions we could ask, but this should be enough, hopefully, to stir the pot enough for us to have some questions and some answers when we sit down. From here, we're going to jump to 1 John, again with a primary focus on Christ in you, the hope of glory, as Paul has set it up for John. Segued from Ezekiel through the unfolding of the New Testament, now having to do with the answer to these questions in the context of 1 John. One last note as we set up for jumping to 1 John and jump to dealing with the different verses and paragraphs that have to do with we know him and we know experientially know him and the how of that. The question we'd ask is, how does John deal with this put off, this put on? Is there anywhere in chapters 1 through 5 that we would pull out of that John's giving me a personal direction in the context of putting off an old nature, putting on a new one? Because I have learned Christ in a particular context, the experience of him, is there some way I'm to be putting off an old nature and putting on a new nature, one created after the likeness of God and true righteousness and holiness? Putting off our old, putting on our new isn't unique to Paul. That's Paul's phrases in his use, but the meaning of those terms in the context of our participation in it isn't unique to Paul. It's the unfolding of the new covenant of Ezekiel in and through the person of Christ in the New Testament, and each one of the apostles trying to lead each and every believer and brother and sister to a full mature place in Christ Jesus, we would call the Sabbath rest. So we'll kick off with, how does John express to us the same thing Paul's expressing here? How does he convey that to us? In terms of John, how might we put off or put on? So we'll end with that.